That region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I'm bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors."
The parsonage has a lovely built-in with shelves and drawers. The counter level has this mirrored backing, and it's the perfect spot to put a nativity set. I actually have the same nativity the church does, and I love setting it up each year. As I do so, I think about the story, the characters, the setting, the meaning. The one issue I run into is the built-in is in a very high traffic area of the house, and it accumulates all sorts of stuff. Be they things that briefly get set down and are promptly forgotten, items that don't have a real place to go yet, or simply the mundane stuff of life that starts to accumulate. As Advent begins, the Nativity fares rather well. The newness and novelty of it command enough attention and, dare I even say, respect that its presentation goes undisturbed. But as the season carries forward and things get busier and busier, as the accoutrement of Christmas grows and people's attention wanes, the Nativity can become victim of clutter quite quickly. I looked over this evening to see an opened but not yet tended to Amazon package encroaching on the baby Jesus. That metaphor speaks for itself. As we are now 10 days into the 12 days of Christmas, many folks aren't dealing with such issues because their Christmas stuff has been packed away. How you decorate is your business. I shall not judge. I do, however, ask you and your heart to stay with me in Christmas a little while longer. Whatever you have or haven't boxed up around the house, the Christmas season, the true Christmas season, not to be confused with the months of commercial lead-up or even that sacred time of Advent, the actual Christmas season is a very special time. And for wisdom on how we might get the most out of it, allow me to take us back to the Nativity. What we find here is an entire world paused in focus upon the newborn baby. The shepherds, the angels, the animals, and of course, Joseph and Mary, even the still traveling wise ones, are all focused on the manger. We'll get to those wise ones next week. Christmas is a moment for us to pause, even if it is amidst the chaos and mess that accumulates in a busy life. It's an invitation for us to pause and follow the Scripture's lead and treasure these things in our hearts. I have always loved this line from our Scriptures, that Mary pondered these things and treasured them in her heart. I am a sentimental person in general, but especially so at the holidays. I treasure everything about them. You can ask my parents, who when I was about 3 or 4 had to pull me away from the window in tears as I watched our dry, disposed of Christmas tree get picked up and taken away by the garbage truck. One of my favorite Christmas stories is The Littlest Angel, which you can share with me as a story time on the website. It's going to be in the top post of the Be in the Know section. Now, in this story, a young boy who's never quite found his place as an angel is given an opportunity to go to Earth and collect his box of treasures. You know, butterfly wings, rocks, the worn collar from his puppy. That aspect is why I connect so deeply to that story, as I not only had such a box as a child, but still have it. In here, you can find all sorts of windows into the moments and experiences that make me who I am. While some are very powerful and poignant talismans of noteworthy scenes in my life, others are the most pedantic and trite baubles that to anyone other than me would seem worthless. There's even a few in here I don't even quite remember. But that's the beauty of treasures. The significance and worth are held within each one of us. We choose what to treasure. I wonder what things Mary was treasuring. Sure, there would be some headlining moments and memories, you know, the angels and all. But what about the little happenings? The spit-up stain on the swaddling clothes. Or the remembering how of that youngest shepherd was just really uncomfortable when Mary went to breastfeed. You know, his cheeks got all red and he tried to hide behind his friend. That's something she had to remember. We don't know what all Mary treasured or why she chose whatever she did. And I'd like to think that Joseph was treasuring things too. But the scripture is clear. We are invited to treasure the moments of Christmas. From the obvious to the obscure. In the middle of all the other parts of life that start to accumulate and steal the space and attention, we are invited to pause and ask, what do I want to hold in my heart? What do I want to treasure in my memory from this Christmas? Some tangible items may keep a place somewhere in your home, but I'm asking more specifically about the intention of honoring the intangible. And what we treasure needn't be glittery and perfect either. When I look through my box of treasures, I find artifacts reminiscent of some of the most difficult and sad times in my life. They were not kept to dwell on the unpleasantness, but to acknowledge the impact that shaped me. This year brought many different moments. This Christmas made me aware of things I didn't realize I missed and needed. I want to remember and treasure that awareness. While I pray that when I look back at my life, this will be the only Christmas Eve I wasn't in church with everyone gathered around and together. It would, however, be a shame to not hold space in my memories for everything this year was. So much like Mary staring down at that little baby, as he makes that face that you know means he's gonna not only need to change his diaper, but probably his clothes and maybe your clothes too. She had those moments and she treasured them. So let's pause. Let's turn our attention to the days we have shared these last few weeks. Let us ponder these things and treasure them in our hearts. And may they help us keep Christmas in our hearts this year. And every year. Merry Christmas.